This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, tribal representatives are speaking out against cuts and changes in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and a farm in Oregon that teaches traditional ecological knowledge has just had one of its grants restored to help hire interns. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. Tribal leaders from across the country spoke out last week at a U.S. Senate hearing against recent changes within the Department of Health and Human Services. Others are eyeing how potential cuts to the department's Indian Health Service could affect Native communities. The Alaska Desk's Alona Knighton has more. Insert Knighton's spot here. 3, 2, 1. And a farm in Salem, Oregon, that teaches traditional ecological knowledge to youth has just had some federal funds unfrozen. After President Trump took office this year, many federal agencies have weathered cuts, cancellations, and freezes. That includes the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which had previously approved 3 grants to Elderberry Wisdom Farm. Board President Rose Hybear explains its mission.
The roots of traditional ecological knowledge are grounded in our spirituality. And a lot of people have forgotten their traditions, and we need to restore our own native spirituality and our relationship with our oldest grandmother, the Mother Earth.
Hybear says U.S. Representative Andrea Salinas helped restore one grant worth $750,000. Elderberry Wisdom Farm is now looking for interns to do native stewardship practices. One will be planting trees in a lower-income area of Salem.
We have heat waves here in Salem, and when you've got a low tree canopy, it can be 30 degrees hotter than in the more prosperous neighborhoods. So we're really committed in a number of ways to help our ecosystem and to help our young people to get into careers that are more fulfilling to them.
Hybear says funding still remains a concern as the internship program's account will dry out next year. You're listening to National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.